Joy, another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for a visit with our animal friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen a while, you'll want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today, a phone call causes lots of activity at my hotel.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, the phone's ringing. Hold on, I'm coming. Hello, the Dwarf Waldorf. Dippy Dwarf speaking. Oh, you want to reserve a suite of rooms for tonight? Yes, I'll do my best. Goodbye.
Hey, Dippy Dwarf, was the phone call for me?
No, Frankie Frog. That was a call from Oleander Salamander.
You mean the famous crawling poet and philosopher?
The one and the same. He wants to reserve a suite of rooms for tonight.
A suite of rooms? Well, where'll you get a suite of rooms in the Dwarf Waldorf, Dippy?
Oh, that's right. We haven't anything but single rooms.
Well, what you gonna do, kiddo? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Well, I can vacate the second floor and give the salamander all the rooms there.
Yeah, but a suite of rooms adjoin each other.
Well, that's simple, Frog. The rooms are next to each other. We can knock holes in the wall.
Gee, you're a smart dwarf. But I'll bet you if I suggested knocking holes in the wall, you'd knock a hole in my head. That's what you'd do.
Hey, Frog, excuse me a moment, please. Why don't I go into my office and speak to my secretary?
Yeah, sure thing, Shorty. Go right ahead. Don't mind me. I'm only a frog. A good-looking, handsome frog. And green to boot.
I'd boot you if you don't move. Oh, Tallulah Tobacco Worm.
Oh, hello, Dippy. What can I do for you?
A tobacco worm. Oleander Salamander just called and wants to reserve a suite of rooms for tonight.
I didn't realize this hotel had a suite of rooms, Dippy.
It doesn't, Tallulah. I'm going to vacate all the rooms on the second floor and make them into a suite.
What about the guests on the second floor?
That's what I want to find out. Who are they?
Let me look in the hotel register. Second floor. Kitty, barbecue pig, and that's all.
Hey, Kitty and the pig? Well, we'll have to ask them to move for tonight. And thanks for your help, Tallulah Tobacco Worm. You're a mighty valuable employee.
Yes, with men who know tobacco worms best. It's Tallulah, 2-1.
Well, Frankie Frog, only two guests will have to be evacuated from the second floor. Barbecue Pig and Kitty.
Kitty? Oh, gee. I pity whoever has to tell her to get up.
Then pity yourself, Frankie.
Oh, Dippy, no. No, oh, not that,
yes,
please.
Frog.
Oh,
hop upstairs
no,
to Kitty's room and tell her the news.
Oh, Dippy, have a heart. Oh, me. Kitty's claws are sharp.
Frankie?
Oh, hey, you don't have to use that pickle fork. I'm going. Oh, what's going to happen to me? The pretty cat is like a melody.
Oh, it's you, Frankie Frog.
In the flesh, Kitty, baby. A green flesh.
Oh, you're so stretchy, Frog.
Well, I'll bet you say that to all your boyfriends.
Only to the frogs. Won't you come in?
Yeah, for a little minute, maybe.
Here, sit on the love seat beside me.
Hey, Kitty, your whiskers tickle.
Frog, do you think I'm irresistible?
And not only that, Kitty, I think you're irreplaceable.
Oh.
You're embraceable. In fact, you're the only kitty for me.
Oh, Frankie, sing to me.
Everybody loves a kitty, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty kitty, a pretty kitty. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty kitty. Pretty kitty, won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving kitty, and it might as well be you. Pretty kitty of mine, pretty kitty of mine.
Wow, Frankie, when you sing to me, my whiskers tingle.
And mighty pretty they are when they're tingling, too.
You may go now. I must finish manicuring my claws.
Claws? Uh-oh. You're a kitty.
I said you may go, Frog.
I can't go till I tell you why I'm here.
Didn't you come up to sing to me?
No, not exactly.
Then what is it, Ralph?
Well, You've got to move out of this room for tonight.
Move out? But this is my room. I pay for it. It's mine.
Oh, but Dippy needs it, Kitty.
Why?
He has to reserve a suite of rooms for Oleander Salamander.
That lizard?
He's not a lizard. He's a salamander.
Same difference to me. Ooh, of all the nerve.
Hey, Kitty, be careful.
The very idea.
Hey,
I'm mad.
Hey, Kitty, watch your claws. You're ripping the curtains,
That's
Kitty.
That's not all I'll rip.
Hey, Kitty, don't do that.
Get out of my room. What unadulterated gold.
And it's just for tonight, only one night.
Where could I stay?
Yeah, over at Susie Skunk's house.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Frog, you can tell Dippy Dwarf that I refuse to get out of my room. And that's final.
What a temper. I'd better go downstairs and tell Dippy. Hey, Dippy Dwarf.
Yes, Banky?
Kitty refuses to get out of her room.
Oh, I was afraid she'd be difficult.
There's nothing we can do, I suppose.
Oh, yes, there is. You know how fond Kitty is of pearl necklaces?
Oh, sure, she loves pearls.
And I'll give her a string of pearls, and she'll be so pleased she'll let us have a room.
Hey, it's a good idea, kiddo.
You get the pearls, Frog.
Me?
Yes, you.
But the only pearls to be had are in the brook.
I know. That's why you must get them. Here's a $6 bill. Now, surely the oyster will send you a string of pearls for that.
The oyster? Oh, this gets more repulsive with each new development.
Well, don't stop to think about it. Just hop, little froggy, hop.
The brook. It sure looks wet where it isn't frozen over. I guess I'll sit here on this rock and consider this matter first.
Hey, watch where you're parking, Frog.
Oh, Timothy Turtle, hiya.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought your shell was a rock.
Well, think again. How can I sleep with all that overhead?
It's too cold to sleep. And just think, Turtle, I'm supposed to go down in that brook.
Gosh, do you belong to the Polar Bear Club, Frank?
Nope. I've got to get some pearls from the oyster.
Oh, what you waiting for? Why don't you go in and get it over with, Frog?
Because it's cold and wet. Hey, you're a fine one to tell someone to do something, you lazy turtle, you.
Well, can I help it because I didn't get any energy for Christmas?
Oh, me, that brook sure looks icy.
Frankie, if I were to give you a little push, you'd slide right into the water.
Hey, Tim, like stop, this. Stop, stop, stop.
Oh, that turtle. It's not as cold down here in the brook as it is up on the bank. Oh, well, as long as I'm here, I'll go tap on the oyster shell. Hey, oyster, open up.
Go away.
Hi, oyster.
Oh, a frog. How repulsive.
I'm repulsive, but... Oh, well. Oyster, would you sell me a pearl necklace?
I should say not. I need all of my pearls.
Why?
I'm knitting a pearl sweater.
Knitting a pearl sweater?
Yes. Knit one, pearl two. Knit one, pearl two. Go away, Frog. You bother me. Knit one, pearl two.
Oh, me. No pearl necklace. Gee, I hate to tell Dippy Dwarf, but I guess there's nothing else to do.
Exactly how it is, Dippy. The oyster refuses to give me any pearls.
Well, we'll just have to think of something else, Frankie.
Now, I told Kitty she could spend the night with Susie Skunk.
And that didn't please her?
No, it made her madder than ever.
And, Frankie, we've been going about this the wrong way.
Yeah, what you mean, Shorty?
We should get Susie Skunk to invite Kitty over for the night.
Hey, and if she's invited instead of told to go...
Then she might go.
Then all we have to do is arrange this with Susie Skunk.
Correct. I'll call her on the phone at once. Oh, operator. Oh, hello, Bluebird. Please ring the old badger residence. I want to talk to Susie Skunk. That's right, Susie Skunk.
Oh, goodness gracious, the phone is ringing. I'm coming. Hello? Yes, this is Susie Skunk. Oh, Dippy. Well, you want me to invite Kitty over? Why, I'd be happy to. Yes, Dippy. Goodbye. Well, if I'm to have guests, I'd better get my house in order. Oh, goodness. Bells, bells, bells. That was the door, I believe. If you're working your way through magazines by selling colleges, I don't... Oh, don't pluck my wood, Chucky.
Hello, sweetie Susie Skunky.
Do come inside. It's It's awfully cold out here on the doorstep.
My, you're so thoughtful, my sweetie.
Chucky, I have to invite Kitty over to spend the night.
Well, does that mean we can't have our date tonight, Susie?
I'm afraid so, Chucky. I couldn't refuse a friend like Dippy.
But you're refusing a friend like me?
Oh, but you're so much more than a friend, Dumbluck.
Am I really?
Yes, you're my one and only love.
Oh, my. That certainly does my heart good, Sue. Every star above knows the one I love, sweet Sue. Just you.
Chucky.
No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd be. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue. Just you.
Oh, Chucky, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, what are you going to do with me? That's the question.
I'd put you to work. If Kitty is coming over, I must clean up my house.
Where is your carpet sweeper?
I believe it's in my purse.
And where is your purse?
Well, I usually keep it under the scatter rug. Ah, oh, here it is.
Good.
Now, let me see. Carpet sweeper. A jar of pickled prickly pears. A damp sponge.
Oh, my.
An encyclopedia.
An encyclopedia in your purse?
Oh, it's a very out-of-date encyclopedia.
Oh.
Salad fork, Bunsen burner, a cold waffle. Well, no carpet sweeper.
Well, what'll I clean the carpets with?
You'll just have to use the vacuum cleaner, Chucky.
Where is your vacuum cleaner?
In the coffee can.
In the coffee can?
Yes, it's vacuum packed.
Hey, Kitty, baby, are you ready to go over to Susie Skunk's?
Yes, Dream Frog.
Timothy Turtle will drive you over. Oh, Timothy Turtle.
Hey, what you want now, Frankie? Oh, hi, Kitty.
To the car, Turtle.
Don't care if I do.
Now Kitty's out of her room. Oh, Dippy, Kitty just left.
Oh, dandy. Hop upstairs, Frog, and knock a hole in the wall between the two rooms. So we'll have a suite of rooms for Oleander Salamander.
Okay, kiddo.
Well, here it goes. Yeah, there, that does it.
The two rooms are now a suite of rooms, Shorty.
And just in time, Frankie. A taxi just pulled up out front. Welcome to the Dwarf Waldorf, Oleander Salamander.
Hello, boys.
Oleander, your suite of rooms await you.
Suite of rooms? Heavens to hibiscus. I didn't ask for a suite of rooms.
You didn't?
Well, of course not. I ask you to reserve for me a suite room.
A suite room? And I misunderstood. I thought you wanted a suite of rooms.
Oh, well. What does it matter? Suite or suite? It brings back a memory of tomorrow. Poem. I've come to the Dwarf Waldorf with heart and head held high. Held high with bliss, you bet. But how high can the salamander get? Come along, Ethelbert.
Well, at least the salamander's happy. Maybe Dippy Dwarf will get his phone messages straight the next time we join our animal friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
And next time, Susie Skunk has trouble with her radio. Till then, this is Dippy Dwarf saying so long.
Remember next Saturday, listen to our animal play. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Tischner, has come to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.